junk room. Just a junk room where everything goes.
Would you call anything else? Like,
Just
worthless articles, and not, I don't mean literary articles, articles of yeah. little items and things like that.
But knick-knack stuff and, let me think. Well, terms for that type of material, you know, like, gigas and stuff like that, or, just usually as junk, usually. I mean, not, you know.
What else?
Like pack rat stuff, yeah.
What else would you call for junk being worthless? Worthless things, just...
Garbage.
Anything else? You call anything else besides garbage?
Trash. Trash, garbage, yeah. But when I think of trash and garbage, remember, I'm thinking of, you know, like stuff I get rid of, I throw it away.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about that, too. For just worthless things that...
Yeah, yeah,
okay, you
garbage,
might not keep
garbage,
it.
Yeah. Or just, yeah, you might not keep it. If you keep it, then it's, you know, it's... I put that more in my, like, my pack rat type thinking. You know, and that's like, you know, that's just... stuff you just don't quite, can't cut loose from, you know. Or else it's, you know, where things are so unorganized, gets cluttered and everything, and it's unorganized, and you just want... It's a catch-all place, where it's, you just kind of shove it out of sight, and it's, you know... Not seen.
Out of sight, out of mind. have you ever called it, say, clutch or rubbish or plunder, trumpery?
I've heard of clutch. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said clutch. You've heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard clutch before, but I've never used that. Rubbish. I think of rubbish, I think of garbage can or leaves. More, I think, when I hear rubbish, I think more of, I don't know why, but I think in terms of, like, somebody raking up their leaves or yard type. Clippings would be rubbish to me.
Okay, say some guests are coming over,
mm-hmm.
and Mom gets worried, and she wants to clean up the house quick, and so she's running all over the house. What would you say she's doing? You know, neatening magazines and maybe straightening
the
cushions.
Fixing the place up, or, you know, making it neatening up, straightening up. You know, she'd be, Yeah, straightening up, and I'd probably be doing the same. You know? Yeah, I'd probably be vacuuming.
Would you ever hear
neatening
something
up,
like
yeah.
tidy up or reds up or rids up? She's tidies up. She reds
I've heard tidies up, but it's, you know, nobody ever says it. You know, not I've heard of it, but yeah, around you know. In town and stuff, sure people say that, you know. I mean,
yeah,
but everybody has their own, like, little things, but our family, it's just, you know, we're straightening up, it's like, that's what we're doing, cleaning up, straightening up.
Okay. What do you sweep with?
A broom.
Okay, if the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you say the broom is where compared to the door?
Behind the door.
Okay, and...
Well, it's behind the door, and what would I say to somebody if...
Say the door, yeah, the door was open.
Yeah, and the broom would be in the area behind the door.
Alright.
But it wouldn't, just, it's a temporary place for it, you know, because it goes in the closet. But I'd say, if somebody asked me, like, where's the broom, I'd say, behind the door, over there. Or, get me the broom from behind the door.
Alright, years ago on Monday, women usually did their,
A wash?
Okay, and, say they, to make their clothes, to get the wrinkles out, what would they do?
Iron.
So you would say, if you saw a lady doing that...
Ironing? Yeah.